It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. A great awakening. God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio. As we take prayer to the nation and nations of the world. And so it's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. And it's going to be a wonderful hour. It's going to be an hour that is quite different, but it's going to be very, very good. In 1997, I led a month-long revival on Marsham Street in London, England. And the following year, I began to minister with a young man who was involved in that. His name was Godfrey Birtle. And we began to travel together. And he began to write songs as I led prayer. And then we gathered together in 1999 and did a call to pray at Waverley Abbey House in Farnham, Surrey, England. So I'm going to play portions of that today. The quality may not be the best, but I know you're going to be blessed as you pray with us again, as we did on that night in England. And so here's Gerald Coates, one of the founders of March for Jesus, and one of the two men that really opened the gate for Gene and I to go to England. So here's Godfrey Birtle and I leading music and prayer and at Waverley Abbey House in Farnham, Surrey, England.
So here we are at Waverley Abbey House in Farnham in Surrey, England, for a night of music and prayer for the nation and the nations with Dale Gentry and Godfrey Birtle.
Well, we want to welcome you to an evening of prayer here at Waverly Abbey House near Farnham, England, as prayers from England and prayers from America respond to a call to pray. Zechariah chapter 8 says, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord and to pray.
They've got a trumpet in their hand and they're about to blow the trumpet. Yeah, it's a signal, it's a call to pray. It's an attractive sound, many will respond to it.
This is a good day to live for Jesus, my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus, my King. And I say, Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is. Jesus is Lord. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I said, Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is. Jesus, hey, is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Shout it out. Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord.
Somebody say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Well, it's a good day. It's a good day to give praise. It's a good day to give thanks. It is a good day to pray for revival in America. Pray for revival in England. Pray for revival in the nations of the world. But before we do anything, I want us to give thanks. I want us to give thanks. The Bible says we enter His gates with thanksgiving. We enter His courts with praise, but we enter with thanksgiving. David said in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Come on, somebody give thanks to God. Come on, let's give thanks to God. Let's give thanks to the Lord. He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Let's give thanks unto the Lord. Somebody help me. Give thanks to the Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. He is good. He is good, good to us, and His love. He is good, good to us, and His love endures forever. Bless His holy name, bless His holy. Bless His holy name, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Another wave coming, and the second wave is going to make the first wave pale in comparison. The first wave was for the church, but the second wave of revival is for the people in the streets. And so I believe that the prophecy that Joel gave thousands of years ago and Peter rehearsed on the day of Pentecost is about to be fulfilled. For I believe that revival is in the land, and I believe that we tonight must call for revival. We need to make an attracting sound, a sound that will attract heaven, and also a sound that will attract earth. And we're going to pray for revival. We're going to pray and ask God to bring revival. We're going to pray corporately, and we're going to also pray individually and ask God to bring revival to England. Ask God to bring revival to these British Isles. Ask God to bring revival to America, to North America. We're going to ask God to bring revival to the nations of the world. We're going to ask God to bring such revival that the streets will be filled with people praying and seeking God, repenting of their sins. That stadiums will be filled with tens of thousands of people. That open fields and open countrysides, there will be hundreds of thousands of people seeking the face of God. This is a call to pray. This is a call for revival. And so I want us to pray tonight that we will make an attracting sound, a sound that will attract heaven, a sound that will attract earth. I want us to sing it together, and then we're going to begin to pray for revival. Let's make an attracting sound. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice and a call for revival, a call for awakening in this nation, in the nations of the world. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we cry for you tonight. Lord, we call for you. We long to see your face. We long to hear your voice. We long to see people turn to you, Lord Jesus. Save the lost, we pray, oh God. Draw the backslider to you, Lord. We call for repentance of the nations of the world. We call for revival. We call for a spiritual awakening, oh God. Come, Lord Jesus. Fill this earth with your glory, oh God. I am on the red, oh, city, me, and I am on the night. Oh, we desire to make an attracting sound. We long for you. We're hungry for you. We are hungry for you, oh God. We thirst for you. We thirst for righteousness. We pray for revival in this land. We pray for revival in the nations of the world. Come on, let's pray for revival in England. Let's pray for revival in Great Britain. Somebody help me pray. Let's call for revival in Great Britain. Oh God, we stand as intercessors here tonight. For Britain, we stand as intercessors, oh God. I love this nation. Oh, Yamando Rabbi Irabakata. We stand as intercessors calling for a spiritual awakening in Britain. Oh God. Come, Lord Jesus, to these islands.
Lord, I pray, come to the schools. You've already won the war. Help us win this battle, Lord. Jesus, help the young people see that you're what they need and not anything else.
Does any more youth want to pray?
Father, we need you so desperately. We can't do this without you, Lord. Lord, we're dying without you, and we need you, and we invite you, Lord, come. Come in every place, in every corner, in every street, to every heart, to the lowest, to the highest, to every place, Lord. Let your light shine in the darkness. Father, we're so desperate for you. We don't want religion anymore. We want the reality of your kingdom. We want your kingdom here on earth, Lord. Come on earth as you... And let everything be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We want nothing less than you. Everything of you.
Yes, Lord. I want some people from this nation that love this nation. You love this nation. And you believe there's hope for this nation.
Father, I come to you tonight Just so grateful that I can stand on the soil of the British Isles. I want to thank you that I can stand tonight on the soil of England. And I, Father, I want to ask that in my day, with my eyes and with my brothers and sisters, we will see you come in a way that this nation has never seen before. For we need you like we've never needed you, Lord. Heavenly Father, this nation needs you like we never have needed you. Don't you hear us tonight, Lord? Don't you see us in our need? Don't you see us, Father, in our brokenness as a nation? Don't you see us, Father, in our lostness? Don't you see us, Father, tonight? Oh, Father, we called you tonight. We called you with all the passion in our heart for our nation. For the men and the women of this nation, for the families of this nation, for the people that you love, for the people that you sent your son to die for. Oh, Father, we're standing tonight. We're here, Lord, in simplicity. We're here in our stupidity, Lord, to believe, Lord, that it's on your heart to do it. Where there's no reluctance in your heart, Father. And we're asking tonight, in Jesus' name, will you do it, Lord? Will you come? Will you hear the cry? Will you hear the heart cry tonight, Lord, for these islands, for the peoples of this island, for the sinners like us, Lord, who are lost without you, clueless without you? Will you come, Lord? Will you come? Will you come?
You're a God of mercy. You're a God of grace. You're a God of hope. Jesus, you're the light. You're the light. You're the source of salvation. You're the source of hope. You're the source of truth. And we stand before you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for your mercy. We're calling tonight, Lord, on your mercy and your grace for this nation. Lord, we proclaim out how great is your love for the British Isles. How great is your love for England and for Ireland and for Scotland and for Wales. How great is your love. Lord Jesus, let your love come down. Let your love come down. Let your mercy shower down. Let your mercy rain down on this nation. Without measure, relentless love of Jesus. Come down, fall down, rain down on this nation.
Come on, let's lift our voices for revival. Oh God. Yes, Lord. I want an American to come and pray. I want an American to come and pray for revival in Great Britain.
God, let revival come to this land. God, we cry out from the very depths of our being. God, we cry out for revival in this great nation, God. We cry out for rural revival, for revival to spring up in all of every village, every little village that would spring up with a fire of revival all around this great nation, God. God, this great nation who has given so much, who has given so much over the years, Lord, let their seeds come back. Let the seed come back, Lord. Let their harvest come to this land, oh God. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that every village will have a remnant of revival springing up, that even as the great preachers of old, that there will be those that will stand on the street corners, that will stand on tree stumps if they have to, that they'll go from village to village, and they'll prophesy to the land, and this land will rise up as a great nation, and it will send revival to the nations of the earth, because this is the sending center for revival around the world, in Jesus' name.
I'm prophesying that the two nations, Britain and America, England and America, shall become one. There will be an interchange of prayers, there will be an exchange of relationships. I believe that God is calling these two nations for world harvest.
Lord, would you shake us? Would you shake us, Lord, as you shake these nations, oh God? Would you shake us? Would you shake us, oh God? Would you shake America? Father, would you shake her once again, oh God? Lord God, we declare it's time, oh God. It's time, oh God. It's time, Father. It's time for your anointing to break loose, oh God. It's time for fire, Lord. Fire, 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 Lord, fire, fire from heaven, oh God. It's time for it to flow, Lord, out of our beings, oh God. Flood the cities, flood our cities, Lord. Flood our country, Lord God, with your love, oh God. Oh God, come forth, oh God. Come forth, oh God. We're ready, Lord, we're ready to sacrifice, oh God. We're ready to pay the price, oh God. We're ready, Lord, for your blood of your love, oh God. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to release the most powerful move of God upon our nation, Lord. Father, we need England, Father. America needs England. We can't do it without it, Lord. We need England. We need England. America needs England. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Would you help me intercede for America right now? Come on, in Jesus' name. Would you pray for America right now? Here in Great Britain tonight, would you intercede for my nation? Would you help us pray right now for England? Would you help us pray for America, England? Oh, Lord. We need your presence. We need your presence in the United States of America, from north to south, east to west. Coast to coast, shore to shore, oh God. We need your presence, Lord. We need your presence, Lord. We need revival, Lord. We need your presence, Lord.
In the name of the city, from that day shall be. The Lord is there. The Lord is there. The Lord is there. Looking for you. Seek your face in the windows of heaven. Open up today. Let us flow with you. The Spirit and the Word. And pick up your burden. Walk. To the city streets and homes, carrying you, we hear the footsteps of. Glory, looking for your presence. It's time to seek your face. May the windows of heaven open up today. Let us flow with your rhythm, the Spirit and the Word, and pick up your burden, walk the land and pray, carry. Carrying you into the city streets and halls. Carrying you, carrying you. We hear the footsteps of
do I believe that God is calling us to pray as a corporate body, as a congregation, collectively, but also believe that God is calling us as individuals. I believe that God is calling people to come away and pray and seek the face of God. There is a cry out of our hearts, but also I believe tonight there is a cry out of the heart of God. And the cry is, come away with me. Come to the secret place. And I want us to begin to pray tonight that God will raise up in England, in Britain, in America, that God will raise up intercessors. People that will come away and spend time in the secret place. That will come away and say, I am going to seek the face of the Lord. I am going to pray for revival in my nation. I'm going to pray for revival in my land. I'm going to pray for the politicians. I'm going to pray for my leaders. I'm going to pray for the youth. I'm going to pray for those that you're calling for. And so there is a cry out of the heart of God. And I sense tonight the Holy Spirit is calling us to a fresh commitment to pray. Not just as a church, not just as a nation, not just as a corporate body. But I sense tonight the Holy Spirit is calling individuals and saying, would you pray? Would you stand in the gap? Would you be an intercessor? Would you come away to the secret place and pray? Would you stand in the gap? Pray for your land, your nation, your people. Would you come away with me?
There's no winter freeze, and the storm is over. Come away with me. Let me see. Let me hear you speak. Oh, your voice is sweet. The flowers appear. Around the earth. The sound of dust throughout the land, awakening song. It's the season of singing.
Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, we call for intercessors. Oh, Lord God, we come to you tonight, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Father God, and we call forth the intercessors of this nation, Lord Jesus. In your name, we call them forth, Lord Jesus. We call them forth now, Lord Jesus, in your name, wherever they are. And they may not think they are intercessors, Lord Jesus, but I pray now, Lord Jesus, you will open the hearts of these men and women of God for you, Lord Jesus. You see it all, Lord Jesus. And all we can say is we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we come tonight to ask you, Father God, for your help. For your help, Lord Jesus. Oh, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Bring them forth, Lord Jesus. Bring the intercessors forth, Father God. Bring them forth, Lord. Bring them forth, Lord. Bring them forth. We ask you tonight. We cry out to you tonight, Father God. We cry out to you tonight, Lord. We're not going to keep silent, Lord. We're going to call and call and cry, Father God, till you come to this nation. Till you come to this nation, Lord Jesus. Because we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Can we just all lift our voices? Let's cry for intercessors. There's a cry in the heart of God. Would you lift your voices? Call for prayers. People that will seek the face of God. People that will come to the secret place. People that will come aside and pray and seek the face of God. There's a call to pray. A call to pray. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord, you are.
And all that you've done in the hearts of so many has been such a well-kept secret, Lord, such a well-kept secret. And Lord, we just cry out that it'll be a secret no longer, that Lord, you and all that you've done and all that you're doing will be accessible, Lord, will be accessible. We ask, Lord, that you would break out. We ask that you would break out, Lord, in government, be visible. Lord, we ask that you would break out in the education system. Be visible, be accessible, break out on the streets, break out in the media. Lord, we just ask that all that we know of you and all that we see and understand will break out into glorious visibility and will be covered over no longer in Jesus' name.
Lord, we're calling to you, we're calling to you that you will open heaven and pour out your heart and your love and your life upon this nation. Lord, I call, Lord, for you to, Lord, turn the prodigals back to you, Lord, the many old people in this nation who many years ago walked in you. We ask, Lord, that in the twilight years of their lives, they turn their hearts to you, Lord, and the many people, Lord, in Middle England who just turn their backs on you and are seeking after materialism, Lord, and consumerism. Father, we pray that you would pour out your life and your love, and the young people and the children of this nation who are growing up in a sense of hopelessness with no direction, we call to you, Lord, for the revival that only you can bring, Lord, the life and the love and the power to change that only you can give, Lord. We've no other hope, Lord, beyond what Jesus can do in this nation, and we call for it tonight, Lord.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes. Somebody say yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I will respond to the call to pray. David said in Psalms 18 and 29, he said, I'll run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. Then he said, I'll leap over a wall. That's a breakout. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been. You do things you've never done. You say things you've never said, meet people you've never met, operate in gifts you've never operated in, travel to nations you've never been to, preach sermons you've never preached, do miracles you've never done, write books you've never written, sing songs you've never sung, close business deals you've never closed. It's called a breakout. I believe this is the year of the breakout. Going beyond ourselves into the supernatural. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're not finished with us yet. You're not finished with our nations yet. You're not finished with us yet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In conclusion tonight, I want us to pray one more thing. It's so important. I want us to pray for the will of God to be done in our own lives. I believe that if the will of God is done in our lives, we will impact this nation and the nations of the world. God has a good plan for us. It's not an evil plan. God has a good plan for you. It's not an evil plan. It's a good plan. To do what? To give you a future and a hope. It's a good plan. I want us to pray tonight right now that the will of God be done in our own lives. God has a good plan, and I believe the plan is set in motion when we begin to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. I want to know you, Lord, and I want to know what you want me to do. There's two things you need to pray tonight. I want to know you, Lord. You know why? There's two major reasons that I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do.
I pray to know you. To know what you want me to do, I pray to hear you, Lord, and to know what you'd have me pray that something of you will touch the hunger in me and cause a holy ignition. Come set me ablaze. I pray that nothing in me would stop the working of you, causing a real transformation.
Come and have your way in our lives today. Have your way, Lord. For the past hour, you've been praying with me and others from a prayer service that was recorded in England in 1999 with Godfrey Birtle and myself and others. Godfrey Birtle doing music, others helping me pray for revival in England, America, and the nations of the world. And 16 years later, we're still doing it. We're still calling out. We're still praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Come, Holy Spirit, pour out your Spirit upon this land, we pray, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a good day as we continue to pray.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.